This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome all dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of your lessons in the Arabic language. Hayyakum Allah, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. With regards to those who were studying book one, then you people are in lesson what now? Those who are studying book one, they are now in lesson number? Lesson number seven, I think it is. Jayid, is that correct? Lesson number?
Yes.
Lesson number seven, inshallah.
Yes,
Jayid. The last time I was here, I did revision of lessons 1, 2, and 3. Jayid, I did revision of lessons 1, 2, and 3. So what I will do now, inshallah, everyone can close their books, inshallah. I will do a little bit of revision related to lessons 4, 5, 6, and maybe we'll touch on 7, inshallah. Shayid. And so we have it recorded for those unfortunate students who are not here. Allahu musta'an. Shayid. Hayyakum Allah. Shayid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lesson 1, we touched upon matters related to hadha, hadihi, and those matters. Shayid. Lesson 2 was also very, very similar. Lesson 1, lesson 2, we touched upon dhalika. Dhalika means that. All books closed. So, hadha means this. Hadha kitabun. All books closed. Hadha kitabun. All books closed. All books closed. All books closed. Jayid. All books closed. So, hadha kitabun. Hadha jawalun. Hadha babun. Fa'awi dhalika kitabun. Dhalika babun. Dhalika qalamun. Jameel. Then we also learnt about ma hadha, ma we use for that which doesn't have brains. When we're talking about a human being, we say man hadha, man dhalika, who is that? Jayid, excellent. Lesson number 3, we came across the nominal sentence, al-kitabu kabirun, the book is big. Al-kitabu kabirun. Al-kitabu is our mubtada and kabirun is our khabar. Al-kitabu kabirun, the book is big. We learned about sun letters and moon letters and all of those matters. We also learned that a word could be kitabun, a book. But you add alif and lam, it becomes al-kitabu.
Yeah.
Al-kitabu, the book, excellent. So we covered lessons 1, 2 and 3, walhamdulillah. With regards to lesson number 4, then here we were introduced to huruf of jar, prepositions. Huruf of jar, prepositions. Fi, in, min, from, ila, to, ala, on. Those are some of them, Jayid. So we also learned that 99% of words which end with that ta, they are feminine. Khadija, Sumayya, Sayyara, Haqiba, bag. Those words which end with a ta, 99% of them are feminine, except a few. Like the guy, his name is Ubaida. Ubaida is a male name but ends with a ta. Jayid, excellent. And when we have a harf of jar, fi, min, ila, ala, what do they do to the noun which comes after it? It makes it take a kasra. If the word is allergic to taking a kasra, we will still say that it is in the form of a kasra. Example, female names are allergic to kasras. So we won't say ila fatimati. We'll say ila fatimata. But we'll still say that Fatima is in the form of having a kasra, but not a visible one. Jayid. Ila Muhammadin, ila Bilalin, ila al-bayti, to the house, ila al-masjidi, excellent, min al-masjidi, ala al-sayarati, on the car, jameel, mashaAllah. Jayid. And then we also came across a verb in lesson number 4, the verb dhahaba. Dhahaba is a verb, it's a doing word. Dhahaba means he went. Dhahaba means he went. Excellent. And we will say that the verb dhahaba is on the scale of fa'ala. On the scale of fa'ala. What happens is they use this fa'ala as the scaling word. Scaling word. Jayid. So they would say something on the scale of fa'ilun, on the scale of mif'alatun, on the scale of fu'ulun, on the scale of they use the fa'ala as the scale. So dhahaba is on the scale of fa'ala, whereas Duriba is on the scale of fu'ila. Jameel. That was lesson number 4. Walhamdulillah. Lesson number 5. What did we cover? Lesson number 5. We covered mudaf and mudafun ilayh. That was interesting. Where we took two nouns and we created a relationship between both of them. We married these two nouns together. So for example, we have originally kitabun. Kitabun means a book. Kitabun means a book. And then we wanted to link this book to Bilal. So we said kitabun and Bilalun. Kitabun, Bilalun. Kitabun, Bilalun. Kitabun, Bilalun. Kitabun, Bilalun. Putting them next to one another will not make them link to one another. Kitabun Bilalun, Kitabun Bilalun, Kitabun Bilalun shows no relationship between both of them whatsoever. We need to adjust something. But if we change it like this, Kitabu Bilalin, Kitabu Bilalin, Kitabu Bilalin, Kitabu Bilalin, now it's Bilal's book. Now it's Bilal's book. It's book of Bilal. Bilal's book. That's different from kitabun, a book. Bilalun, Bilal. A book, Bilal. No link. But kitabu, Bilalin. Together, it now is linked up and it means Bilal's book. How we have kitabullahi, kitabullahi, rasulullahi, rasulullahi, rasul of Allah, Allah's rasul, kitabullahi, book of Allah, Allah's book, ka'batullahi, ka'batullahi. Excellent, mashallah. So we have kitab, the item possessed, and Bilal, the possessor. The item possessed and the possessor, insha'Allah. In English, we use of, book of Bilal. Arabic, you link them up like this and you make them one form, insha'Allah. And now it shows relationship, association, annexation, insha'Allah. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Jayyid. In lesson number 5, we also learn that this is a rule in Arabic, that the fa'il, what's the fa'il? Example, I said that, Muhammad hit Sulaiman. Muhammad hit Sulaiman. Who's the fa'il? Muhammad, the dua. Jayid, Muhammad is the dua. And so Muhammad is the fa'il. The fa'il is always marfu' in Arabic. This is a rule. The fa'il is always marfu, is always dhammafied. And then we know another rule that we learn later on, but we know it, that the object, Muhammad hit Sulaiman, who's the object?
Sulaiman.
We know that the object is always mansub, is always with the fatha. Muhammadun daraba Sulaimana. Jail, Muhammadun daraba Sulaimana, or daraba Muhammadun Sulaimana, daraba Muhammadun Sulaimana. Excellent, mashallah. Jameel. So the fa'il is always marfu', also the mubtada is always marfu', jayid, and the khabar, if it's one word, it's always marfu'. Example, al-kitabu, give me a describing word, give me some information about this book. Al-kitabu, what? Give me one word answer. Al-kitabu, kabirun. Al-kitabu, jamilun. Al-kitabu, saghirun. So here, our khabar is one word. If your khabar is one word, then it's always marfu. If your khabar is only one word, it's always marfu. Whereas, see, if you bring a preposition, al-kitabu ala al-maktabi. Now my khabar is a two-worded thing. It's ala al-maktabi. Al-kitabu ala al-maktabi. It's a phrase. My khabar, my information is now a phrase. It's not just one word. Whereas, al-kitabu jamilun, it's one word. Whereas, al-kitabu ala al-kursi, it's a phrase as my khabar, as my information, as my predicate. I'm screaming for brother Yasirun. I say, ya Yasirun or ya Yasiru. Ya Yasiru, it becomes definite because I've singled him out by my screaming for him. Ya Allahu, Jayid, excellent. Ya Muhammadun, O Ya Muhammadu.
Ya Muhammad.
Ya Muhammadu, excellent, mashallah. What does the word tahta mean? Tahta. Tahta means under. Jayid, excellent. Al-kitabu tahta al-haqibati means? The book is under the bag. Excellent. And tahta al-haqibati. Haqibati will be mudafun ilay, and you will take a kasra, insha'Allah. Lesson number 6, we learned about hadihi. Hadihi. So, hadha kitabun, hadihi haqibatun, hadha kalbun, hadihi sayaratun. Jayid. So, hadha, and then dhalika, hadihi, and then tilka. Tilka. Jayid. Excellent. Lesson number 6, we also learnt about female names which can be diptoted. They are diptotes. So we can have a Fatima too. You can have a Fatimata. But can you ever have a Fatimati? No. Because female names are diptotes. Can you have a Muhammadun? Yes. Can you have a Fatimatun? No. You can never have a female name which has the tanween, and you cannot have a female name which has a kasra. That's the quality of a diptote. When a word is a diptote, it cannot take tanween and it cannot take a kasra, insha'Allah. Jayid. So Muhammadun, Muhammadin, Muhammadan, repeat. Fatimatu, Fatimata, Fatimata. See, you're supposed to have Fatimati, but it'll be Fatimata. Excellent. Maryamu, Maryama, Maryama. Muhammadun, Muhammadin, Muhammadan. Excellent. All body parts that I only have one, you know, one of them, they are what? Masculine. All body parts that are dual, that I have pairs, they are feminine. Excellent. So I would say, hadha yadun or hadihi yadun. Hadihi yadun. Hadha anfun. Hadihi ainun. Hadihi ainun. Hadha ra'sun. So the female, she's talking about her body parts. She say, hadha anfun. She would say, hadha anfun. She would say about her own mouth. She would say, hadha famun. Hadihi ainun. The guy talking about his eye. Hadihi ainun. Chayid. Excellent, mashallah. Chayid. Whereas many say, Allah alam, what do I know? Chayid, I'm only turning 40. Mushkila. Chayid. Even 40 is a lot, Chayid. Mushkila. Sheikh, there's three quarter gods. Yeah. You guys, that's a different model.
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all are different models. We is the 60, 60. I don't think we're going to go more than 60.
My son keeps saying that model is discontinued.
Yeah, the model is discontinued.
No, pretty
good. Yeah, mushkila. Chayid, well, as especially this. The last 3 weeks, I don't want to bore you with how much of travel. I actually made my family go away for the last whole month. I sent them away to my mother-in-law's place, etc. And that too, now mother-in-law has moved to Swaziland. Father-in-law. So I went to Swaziland, dropped them off there, and then came back. Jayid. And for 1 month, it was just completely busy. It was only 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I came back home. And today I'm leaving for Cape Town. Jayid. Ala kulli hal. And so I was thinking, subhanAllah, that's 40 years now. That's 20 years since I finished school. 20 years since I finished school. SubhanAllah. At most, another 20 years. At most. That's 2/3 of life already gone. Allah musta'an. Allah musta'an. SubhanAllah. 1958. SubhanAllah. I finished 1998. Allah musta'an. So, ala kulli hal. How did we go there? I don't know. Why did we talk about that?
Body parts.
Okay, body parts. Anyway, khair, inshallah. What the point there was, that look, that which is in pairs is feminine, and that which is singular is masculine, right? One might say, well, you know, the guy, he can stand on his own feet, whereas the female, she requires that companion, etc. Right? But then many a times you also find, that, like especially, you know, with people who might be old or whatever, that the woman, she's able to, you know, continue with her life, and she's alone, and she's 60 and 70 and 80 and 90. Whereas the guy, if he's alone, 50, 60, 70, just to be alone, very much more difficult, I think. Chayid, Allah ha. Chayid, Allah ha.
And what happens to nose, referring to a lady, what happens?
Same, her nose is masculine. Just like how your two eyes are feminine, her one nose and her one mouth is masculine. Masculine. No. Jayi, that was lesson number 6, Ya Mashaykh. Lesson number 7, we touched upon tilka. So, hada kitabun. Hada qalamun. Far away, dhalika qalamun. Dhalika kursiyun. Close. هذه سيارة, this is a car. هذه حقيبة, فأوي تلك سيارة, تلك حقيبة. Excellent. هذا محمد, ذلك حامد. هذه آمنة, تلك زينب. Excellent. هذا البيت جديد, هذا البيت جديد. What does that mean? هذا التنك, هذا البيت, هذا البيت جديد. This house is new. هذا البيت جديد. This house is new. هذا البيت جديد. This house is new. والحمد لله. And with that, we've covered the concepts in terms of revision of lessons 4 to 7, inshallah. Keep your books closed. I'm going to ask you some questions from the exercises that you people have done. Translate. وأين الساعة؟ Translate, don't look in the books. وَأَيْنَ السَّاعَةُ؟ هُوَ عَلَى الْمَكْتَبِ. هِيَ عَلَى السَّرِيرِ. سَاعَةَ is feminine. هِيَ عَلَى السَّرِيرِ. It is on the bed. What's on the bed there? The watch. Why is it called هِيَ? Because it's feminine. جَيِّد. أَيْنَ الْكِتَابُ؟ Where's the book? جَيِّد. هُوَ عَلَى الْمَكْتَبِ؟ It is on the desk. It is on the desk. Excellent. Can we say Zainabun?
No.
No. Can we say Maryamun?
No.
Can we say Maryaman?
No.
Never. Can we say Safiyatin?
No.
Never. Can we say Safiyata?
Yes.
Can we say Safiyatu?
Yes.
Can we say Safiyati?
No.
Never. Excellent, mashallah. جيد. الرجل في المسجد. Okay, simple one. That the man is in the
مسجد.
In the masjid. جيد. Doctor, you translate this. خرج المدرس. You translate. خرج المدرس.
He existed there.
Who? Who's the فاعل? Who's the doer? خرج المدرس. Who exited? The teacher. من الغرفة. من الغرفة. خرج المدرس من الغرفة. من الغرفة. غرفة room. From the room. خرج المدرس من الغرفة أو من الفصل. من الفصل from the classroom. وذهب إلى المسجد. وذهب إلى المسجد. And he went to the masjid. أختي, you translate. ذهب التاجر إلى الدكان. ذهب التاجر إلى الدكان. ما شاء الله. Excellent. أختي, من أين فاطمة؟ From where is she? من أين? From where فاطمة؟ أختي, هي من الهند.
She is from
India. جيد. علي ذهب إلى المرحاض. Translate all of you. علي ذهب إلى المرحاض. The toilet. Jayed. Ali went to the toilet. Jayed. خرج الطالب من المدرسة. Translate. خرج الطالب من المدرسة. The student exited from the school. وذهب إلى السوق. Market. Jayed. ما معنى الصين؟ الصين. كورونا. جيد. الصينو. جيد. الصينو. تشاينا. الهندو. إنديا. الفلبينو.
فلبينز.
أنا طالب في الجامعة. Translate. I'm a student in the university. جيد. الحمام. The bathroom. The shower. المدير في الغرفة. Excellent. In the room. أين حقيبة المدرس؟ Excellent. مضاف مضاف إليه. Where's the teacher's bag? أين دفتر عمار؟ Where's Ammar's bag? Where's Ammar's bag? Excellent. ما شاء الله. Daftar, notebook, notebook. Where's Ammar's notebook? Jayid. Aina kitabu Muhammadin? Excellent. Translate. Miftahu sayarati.
Kaki.
Baytul tabibi.
Doctor's house.
Baytul tabibi. Bintul tabibi.
Doctor's daughter.
Ismul waladi. Boy's name. Jayid. Baytul muhandisi.
House of the engineer.
Yeah. English, we don't really say house of engineer. We say engineer's house. Engineer's house. Jayid. Dukanu tajiri.
Trader's
shop. Jayid, businessman's shop. Excellent. Ammu talibi ghaniyun.
Uncle.
Student's uncle is rich. Student's uncle is rich. Jayid. سيارة عباس في شارعي.
Abbas's
car is on the road. I mean, technically it says في شارعي, but in English we say on the road. We don't say in the road, right? قال القلم الطالبي. What's this? صحي التركيبات. نعم. Correct this. القلم الطالبي. قلم الطالبي. قلم الطالبي. جيد. Because when we made a mudafun ilay, it already became defined. You don't need an alif and lam at the beginning there. Right? Excellent. Sheikhun ya sheikhu, excellent. What does hunaka mean? Over there. Right? Huna, over here. Hunaka, over there. Mughlaqun, albabu mughlaqun. The door is closed. Ana fi shari'i. I'm on the street. Jayid, what's a muhandis?
Engineer.
Jayid, excellent. Lesson number 6, we touched upon hadihi. Hadihi mikwatun. This is an ayin. This is an ayin. Hadihi yadun. Wahada anfun. Wahadihi rijlun. And this is a leg or foot. Jayid. Leg. Rijal is leg. Qadam is foot.
There's a verse in the Sheikh about Yadul now in the swing of picture. It's from here.
So we say that Jayid. The whole thing is regarded as yet.
Yeah.
Allah mentions in the Noble Quran. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ. Allah says, and wash your yad until the mirfaq. So Allah called this a yad. And then Allah also said, أَسَارِكُ وَالسَّارِكَةُ فَقَطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. Allah said, the male thief and the female thief cut off their hands. Do we cut off the hand of the thief from here, or do we cut from here? We cut from here, Jayid. So this is where the Sunnah explains matters, Jayid. So the cutting of hand is from here, whereas washing of hand extends up till here. We say raise your hand. Nobody does this. Jayid, khair inshallah. Jayid. Hamidun tabibun, translate. Hamidun tabibun. Al masjidu ba'idun. الثلاجة جميلة. The fridge, you don't answer. The الثلاجة جميلة. جميلة.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. الشاي بارد.
The
tea is cold. بارد cold. جيد. هذا علي. وذلك سليمان. ممتاز. ذَلِكَ دِيكٌ. That is a rooster. Deek is a rooster. وَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. وَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. تِلْكَ. Far away. And that is a hen. Jayid. Allah mustana. I'm 40 years old, but I didn't really think about it much. So this last 10 days, we were visiting the imams in KwaZulu-Natal, in Johannesburg, Cape Town, interviewing them. We had a camera guy come down from the UK, Manchester, to do like a documentary on the imams and stuff. So one of the imams we visited in Cape Town, in his house there in the backyard, he's got a sheep, right? Very nice, healthy sheep, mashallah. right? And he's got like about maybe eight hens and rooster running around and stuff like that, right? And so he says that, you know, mashallah, I mean, you know, imams are not getting the best of salaries in the world and stuff. He says, mashallah, every day he gets eight fresh eggs from them, mashallah, eight or more, right? So I said, but I mean, how does that work? He said, you need like the rooster, or he didn't have a rooster. Didn't you need like the mating and how did every day? He said, no need for mating and all that. That the hens, every day they will lay eggs. No rooster, as long as the hen comes every day, you take the egg and you hide the egg away, right? You must take the egg away or something, all right? Then it will, you know, lay more eggs every day. I said, oh, subhanAllah, we must hold it. Every imam, we must fund them. Give every imam, you know, three, four hens. At least sort them out. At least they got eggs in that home. Yeah, mashallah.
Organic eggs as such.
Yeah, very nice, mashallah.
Like, nowadays, for Bakri, keep the starts with small lamb.
All right, you keep it for months and all that.
Yeah,
I remember even our grandfather and all, they used to have all the hens. Everybody's house used to go, they would have hens and all that.
Fresh meat.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
Allah abstain. Shahid. Hada kalbun.
This is a pig.
Hada kalbun.
This is a dog.
Hada kalbun. This is a dog. Wadalika qittun. And that is a cat. And that is a cat, inshaAllah. Shahid khair, inshaAllah. So we covered revision of those lessons. I just want to go through before we move on to book two, inshaAllah. We did the hadith man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilma sahala Allahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah. Whoever seeks the path of knowledge, Allah will make his path to paradise easy. We went in detail. We said man salaka, whoever salaka seeks tariqan, a pathway, yaltamisu, mas means to touch. This brother is affected by the mas of shaitan, they say, the mas of the jinn, mas of shaitan. Jayid, with the Shafi'is, if you make mas like this and you touch your wife, etc., you know, your wudu breaks and all that, right?
I don't know if he touches his sister.
I think it's only your wife and any strange woman.
But
didn't
the Prophet used to kiss?
No, Prophet, so if you are smart Shafi, then you say no. But you know, the Prophet used to kiss Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then he would go to the masjid and and when he was in, nothing to do with pure heart. Prophet, if you say he had a pure heart or something like that, so what does that mean? So to have desire is something filthy or dirty or something? Yeah. Mushkila, no. Prophet ﷺ, one night he went with all of his wives. One night he went to nine of his wives. Who got the strength to go and do that? To go to all nine wives in one night. When they also say and they portray, Prophet ﷺ only got married because looking after the orphan and the widow and did that. No, he had desire, he got married to, etc. So you find many Shafis during Hajj, they say, oh Allah, now I'm becoming a Hanafi. And then he starts then he starts a tawaf. Just because, you know, maybe by mistake, you know, somebody will touch him. Ala kulli hal. Yes, Imam al-Shafi'i, that was his opinion, and there were many other scholars. And the verse in the Quran, which is the evidence that this touching breaks, Ola mastumun nisa, where Allah said, if you touched women. What Abdullah ibn Abbas and the other scholars say, what is meant by this was intimacy, full intimacy, not the mere skin on skin touching. Prophet ﷺ was performing salah in his room, small room, when Aisha, when he would go down into sajda, he would touch Aisha's, you know, leg and stuff like that. So if somebody says, you know, generally I follow the Shafi'i madhab, but in this mas'ala here, I don't follow the Shafi'i madhab in this mas'ala here, I'm following the other scholars who say that the wudu doesn't break, not because I just like it, but because I heard the hadith that the Prophet kissed Aisha. Also, I learned that Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said that the tafsir of that verse there was to do with full intimacy, not mere touching and stuff like that. And if it also makes your life easy, alhamdulillah, khair, no issues, inshallah, right? Fihi ilma, whoever seeks that path of knowledge, seeking knowledge, sahala Allahu lahu, Allah will make easy for him, tariqan ila al-jannah, the path to paradise. We also, I think, did the other hadith, man yuridillahu, whoever Allah wants, Whoever Allah wants, be he for that person. Allah wants for that person, what? Khayran. Whoever Allah wants for that person, khayran, yufaqihu fid deen. Grants him a fiqh of religion. Fiqh means understanding. Yufaqihu fid deen. Allah grants him the understanding of the religion. Another hadith, last one. Idha mat al insan. Translate. Idha mat al insanu. If and when a man, that person dies, in qata'a. What's qata'a? Qata'a, in qata'a. Cut off. Qata'a means to cut. Jay. In qata'a anhu. Cut off from him. Anhu from him. Amaluhu. His actions. Illa min thalatha. Except three matters. Illa min sadaqatin jariya. Except sadaqa jariya. So not any type of sadaqa. I bought you some food and you ate. That's not sadaqa jariya. That was sadaqa. You'll be rewarded. But it's not something continuous. So that's not going to help you after your death. You gave somebody food and they ate and it's finished. That's not going to help you after your death. It was sadaqa, you got reward. But for example, you bought them the bread making machine. Now that would be sadaqa jariya. Or ilmin yuntafa'u bihi.
Knowledge.
Oh, ilmin, knowledge. Yuntafa'u bihi, that people benefit from. Jaid. Oh, waladin salihin yad'u lahu. Oh, a walad. Walad here means a boy or a girl. Salih, oh, a kid who was righteous. Yad'u lahu. Making dua for that. Making dua for that parent, insha'Allah. No problem. Jaid. Oh, a righteous kid making dua for that parent, insha'Allah. Jaid. Next matter, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, some lines of poetry, insha'Allah. Right? Some lines of what? Lines of poetry, insha'Allah. So this is a poem written by a scholar. His name was Abu Ishaq al-Ilbiri. Abu Ishaq al-Ilbiri. And subhanAllah, Abu Ishaq al-Ilbiri, he was from Andalus. Where is Andalus?
Spain.
Andalus was Spain, Jaid. Andalus was Spain. It was originally from Granada. Granada was the last bastion of the Muslims, Allahu musta'an. Abu Ishaq al-Ilbiri at-Tujibi. He died in the year 459 after Hijrah. So in the year 1067, 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, the Muslims were ruling and running Spain, subhanAllah, Jaid. For what, like almost 800 years, Jaid, subhanAllah, Allah musta'an. And so he writes these lines of poetry for somebody by the name of Abu Bakr. Might have been his son, might have been somebody he was advising, right? So beautiful lines of poetry. Recently I was doing a course and we had to memorize this poem. So the poet, he says, تَفُتُّ فُؤَادَكَ الْأَيَّامُ فَتَّى وتنحت جسمك الساعات نحتا وتدعوك المنون دعاء صدق ألا يا صاحي أنت أريد أنت أراك تحب عرسا ذات غدر أبت طلاقها الأكياس بتا تنام الدهر ويحك في غطيت بها حتى إذا مت انتبهت فكم ذا أنت مخدوع وحتى متى لا ترعوي عنها وحتى. Jayid, understood? Jamil, mashaAllah. Jayid, let's see what he says. Tafuttu fu'adaka al-ayyamu fatta. Tafuttu, fatta yafuttu means to break down, to crush. To break down and crush. Tafuttu fu'ad, fu'ad is your heart. Tafuttu fu'adaka al-ayyam. The days, they crush your heart, fatta. What it basically means is, the passing of days, they crush your heart into crumbs. The passing of days is talking about basically like time, that your life, your body, تَفُتُّ فُؤَادَكَ الْأَيَّامُ فَتَّى, that the days, they eat up and they crush up your heart, crush it up into crumbs. وَتَنْحِتُ جِسْمَكَ السَّاعَاتُ نَحْتَى. And وَتَنْحِتُ, نَحَتْ, تَنْحِتُ means to like chisel off, you know, the wood, what do you call him?
He's cutting, chopping
like that, etc. وَتَنْحِتُ جِسْمَكَ, your jism is your body, and chisels off from your body, السَّاعَات, the hours, Nahta. So just your body also, portions of it are being chiseled off as the hours go, Jade. And the hours carve away at your body. As time is passing, your heart is getting crushed, etc., and your body also, in terms of what? I mean, he's speaking figuratively that as time is going, portions of your life are going down, even in terms of strength, you are not like how you were strong before, etc. Your days of Shabab are not like, the days of old age and stuff like that, Jayid. وتدعوك المنون دعاء صدق وتدعوك تدعوك دعوة calling you شايد وتدعوك المنون منون means debt منون is debt and so debt is calling you دعاء صدق and debt is calling you a calling out for you a truthful call it's calling out for you in earnest you know it wants you شايد وتدعوك المنون دعاء صدق debt calls out to you in earnest with sidq, truthfully debt is calling you ألا يا صاحي أنت أريد أنت debt ألا يا صاحي أنت أريد أنت ألا like you know definitely no doubt about it يا صاحي صاحي is short form of صاحب صاحب meaning companion Oh my companion, you, my companion. Anta urido. I want you. Anta. I want you. You are the one that I want. Not the one next to you. You are the one that I want. Oh friend, it is you I desire. You. So, ala ya sahi, anta urido anta. Again, watad'uka almanunu du'a as-sidqin. That is calling out to you in earnest. Ala ya sahi anta uridu anta. You are the one that I want. You. Araka tuhibbu irsan dhatta ghadrin. Araka, I see you. Araka tuhibbu, you love irsan. Irsan is a bride. Urs, arus. Irs is the bride. I see that you like, you love the bride. Dhatta ghadrin. But you like a bride who is very deceptive. A treacherous bride. What he means by this? The dunya. The dunya is like in the form of a bride. Araka tuhibbu irsan dhata ghadrin. Otherwise, just any other bride is a good thing. But this bride here is a treacherous bride. Jayid. Araka tuhibbu irsan dhata ghadrin. Abatta talaqaha al akyasu batta. Akyas, the keyis. Keyis are the sharp people, the smart people. Abatta talaqaha al akyasu batta. That the smart people, whom astute people, the smart ones, they have divorced this bride irrevocably. Abatta talaqaha al-akyasu batta. Batta is the type of talaq which is irrevocable. You have the first, the second, raj'i, and then you have the talaq which is ba'in, bat, which is the final one, etc. So the smart people, they've divorced this type of bride here, they've given her three talaqs. Jayid? As for this person that he's talking to, he says, تَنَامُ الدَّهْرَ وَيْحَكَ فِي غَطِيتٍ بِهَا تَنَامُ الدَّهْرَ You're sleeping the hours away. You're sleeping life away. Dahar means like all times. تَنَامُ الدَّهْرَ وَيْحَكَ Woe to you! فِي غَطِيتٍ Not only you sleeping, you're snoring. You're in deep sleep. You're in that level of sleep that you are snoring. You're not just light sleep. You are in ghatit. You are in deep sleep. Hatta idha mitta tabahda. But when you die, then you will wake up. Hatta idha mitta. When you die, in tabahda, then you will wake up. As I think it's reported from Ali radiallahu ta'ala, people are asleep. And when they die, then they will wake up. Allahu musta'an. Jayid. Fakam da anta makhdu'un wa hatta. That, oh, how deceived you are. Until when you're going to continue being deceived like this? فَكَمْ ذَا أَنْتَ أَنْتَ You are مَخْدُور مَخْدُور meaning the one who is deceived. وَحَتَّى Until when? فَكَمْ ذَا أَنْتَ مَخْدُورٌ وَحَتَّى Oh, how deceived you are. Until when you're going to continue like that? مَتَى لَا تَرْعَوِي مَتَى لَا تَرْعَوِي عَنْهَا When will you like wake up from the slumber? وَحَتَّى You know, until when? Until when will you continue in this slumber, etc.? Will you not hold back from her? Will you not wake up from this slumber? Until when are you going to continue like this? Allah musta'an, right? Then he continues further. Right? Maybe...
In the dunya,
you know? Right? And more especially, this poem, he talks about seeking knowledge. And he talks about you wasting your life, O Abu Bakr. Then example number 6. Abu Bakrin. So now we know who he's talking to. He's talking to somebody by the name of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakrin, da'autuka law ajabta. I have called you. I've invited you. I'm advising you. Jayid, law ajabta. If only but you took heed. If only but you understood and you answered my call. Ila ma fihi hazuka law aqalta. I'm calling you to that which will benefit you. If only but you used your aql. If only but you understood. It's for your own interest. I'm calling you to that which has your own interest at heart. If only but you understood. Ila ilmin. See, now it talks. I'm calling you to ila ilmin. Takunu bihi imaman. I'm calling you to knowledge via which you will be an imam. Ila ilmin takunu bihi imaman. To knowledge that will make you an imam. Muta'an. You will be obeyed. When you are that imam, etc., when you talk, people will obey you, insha'Allah. In nahayta wa in amarta. When you forbid people from something, then they will stay away. And when you order people to do something, then they will listen and they will follow you, etc. To knowledge that will make you an imam, obeyed wherever, whenever you command or whenever you prohibit. إِلَىٰ عِلْمٍ تَكُونُ بِهِ إِمَامًا مُطَاعًا إِنْ نَهَيْتَ وَإِنْ أَمَرْتَ نَهَيْتَ وَإِنْ أَمَرْتَ وَيَجْلُو مَا بِعِينِكَ مِنْ غَشَاهَا وَيَهْدِيكَ الطَّرِيقَ إِذَا ضَلَلْتَ وَيَجْلُو مَا بِعِينِكَ مِنْ غَشَاهَا. And it clears up. وَيَجْلُو, to clear up. وَيَجْلُو مَا بِعِينِكَ. And it clears up what's in your eye. مِنْ غَشَاهَا. غَشَاهَا means like a veil. Like a veil before the eye. It removes and it clears up that veil from before the eye. وَيَهْدِيكَ الطَّرِيقَ إِذَا ضَلَلْتَ. And it guides you to the right path when you are in misguidance. That this knowledge will guide you to the right path if you are off the right track. وَتَحْمِلُ مِنْهُ فِي نَادِيكَ تَاجًا. And by virtue of you seeking this knowledge, that you will bear a taj. You will be a crown, tijan, like the appearance of the hafiz of the noble Quran, etc. وَتَحْمِلُ, and it will carry you, this knowledge will carry you, فِي نَادِيكَ, in the nadi. Nadi means like the gatherings of the people. That this knowledge will carry you in the gatherings of the people, وَنَادِيكَ تَاجًا, with a taj on your, with a crown on your head. By virtue of which you will bear a crown in your circles. وَيَكْسُوكَ الْجَمَالَ. Kiswa, we call the kiswa of the Kaaba, the covering of the Kaaba. Your clothing, etc. is your covering. وَيَكْسُوكَ الْجَمَالَ إِذَا اغْتَرَبْتَ. And it covers you in jamal, in beauty, when you are a stranger. Wherever you go in the world, etc. But as long as you have knowledge, you know, you will be cloaked in a cloak of respect, in a cloak of beauty, in a cloak of jamal, even though you're a stranger. Generally, the stranger people don't care about him. People don't bother about him. But you, because of the knowledge, you know, you will be cloaked with respect and with jamal, insha'Allah. يَنَالُكَ نَفْعُهُ مَا دُمْتَ حَيَّا. يَنَالُكَ, you will get, you will, it will come to you. يَنَال, you will get it. نَفْعُهُ, its benefit, you will get the benefits of this knowledge. مَا دُمْتَ حَيَّا, for as long as you are alive, you will reap the benefits of this knowledge. وَيَبْقَى ذُخْرُهُ لَكَ إِنْ ذَهَبْتَ, and will remain, like صَدَقَ جَارِيَة. وَيَبْقَى, and will remain. ذُخْر, ذُخْر is the, you know, like the storage or the treasures. ذُخْر, and they will remain ذُخْر for you. لَكَ إِنْ ذَهَبْتَ, and its stores will remain even after you departed. Meaning that the people that you taught the knowledge to, the books that you've written, etc. So they still continue benefiting the people even though you are gone. And it also could mean that, you know, that it benefits you in the hereafter. يَنَالُكَ نَفْعُهُ مَا دُمْتَ حَيَّا وَيَبْقَى ذُخْرُهُ لَكَ إِنْ ذَهَبْتَ هُوَ الْعَضْبُ الْمُهَنَّدُ لَيْسَ يَنْبُو تُصِيبُ بِهِ مَقَاتِلَ مَنْ ضَرَبْتَ. That this knowledge here, it is a sharp sword of Indian steel. Muhannad. Muhannad is like the sword made of Indian steel. During the time of the Sahaba, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like probably Indian steel had a very, very high reputation, was very strong, etc. So this knowledge, huwa la'adhbu al-muhannad, it is like the sharp Indian steel sword. Laysa yambu, it doesn't miss. And this knowledge, it doesn't miss. You know, it will help you, will benefit you. You know exactly what to do. Anything wrong, etc. You know how to answer it and correct it, etc. تُصِيبُ بِهِ مَقَاتِلَ مَنْ ضَرَبْتَ أو مَنْ أَرَدْتَ. And it strikes whoever you aim for. Or whatever you want to hit, etc. You know, you're going to chop that thing. You're going to kill that thing, etc. The sword is going to be the end of that object that you are trying to put an end to. So he continues for many, many more verses. Maybe just one more. وَكَنْزٌ لَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ لِصَّنْ. And this knowledge, it is a kanz. What's a kanz? Kanzul umal. Kanz is a treasure. وَكَنْزٌ لَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ لِصَّنْ. It's a treasure that you don't fear the lis upon it. Lis is the thief. It is a treasure that you do not fear the thief upon it. Thief can't steal it. Khafiful ham. It's easy to carry. It's light to carry. Yujadu haythu kunta. It's wherever you are. This knowledge, it is wherever you are. Jay. Yazidu bi kathratil infaq minhu. Yazidu bi kathratil infaq. It increases the more you spend it. The more you knowledge, the more you spend it, it will increase for you. Because you remember it, etc. يَزِيدُ بِكَثْرَةِ الْإِنْفَاقِ مِنْهُ. The more you spend from it, the more it will increase. وَيَنْقُسُ إِنْ بِهِ كَفًا شَدَدْتَ. And it will decrease if you hold it back. Knowledge, if you hold knowledge back, then it will decrease. The opposite of money. The opposite of money, subhanAllah. Shayid. فَلَوْ قَدْ ذُقْتَ مِنْ حَلْوَاهُ طَعْمًا لَآثَرْتَ التَّعَلُّمَ وَاجْتَهَدْتَ. فَلَوْ قَدْ ذُقْتَ مِنْ حَلْوَاهُ طَعْمًا. Had you just tasted its sweetness. فَلَوْ, if only but, if only. قَدْ ذُقْتَ, ذُقْت, if you taste. مِنْ حَلْوَاهُ, from its sweetness, طَعْمًا, a taste. لَآثَرْتَ التَّعَلُّمَ وَاجْتَهَدْتَ. Then you would have preferred learning and you would have exerted yourself in it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have preferred all the other stuff. If you tasted the sweetness of this knowledge here, subhanAllah. Right? Beautiful. وَلَمْ يَشْغَلْكَ عَنْهُ هَوًا مُطَاعٌ وَلَا دُنْيَا بِزُخْرُفِهَا فُتِنْتَ. Then if you tasted its sweetness, then you would have dedicated and preferred learning and you would have exerted yourself in it and made ijtihad and applied yourself. وَلَمْ يَشْغَلْكَ عَنْهُ هَوًا مُطَاعٌ. And your heated obsession wouldn't have preoccupied you. Your obsession with the dunya and all of this here, it wouldn't have preoccupied you. وَلَمْ يَشْغَلْكَ. It wouldn't have kept you mashghul and kept you mashghul. هَوًا مُطَاعٌ. Your desires and your hawa and all of this here, your hawa and desires wouldn't have preoccupied you. If only but you tasted its sweetness. وَلَا دُنْيَا بِزُخْرُفِهَا فُتِنْتَ. No, this dunya with all of its tapestry and its ornaments, etc., it wouldn't have put you into a fitna. وَلَا أَلْهَاكَ عَنْهُ أَنِيقُ رَوْضٍ وَلَا خِدْرٌ بِرَبْرَبِهِ كَلِفْتَ. Nor would elegant meadows have distracted you from it. وَلَا أَلْهَاكَ. It wouldn't have, you know, disturbed you or taken you off track. أَلْهَا لَهُ. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. So, وَلَا أَلْهَاكَ distracted you. عَنْهُ, from it, from this knowledge. أَنِيقُ رَوْضٍ. That these beautiful meadows and gardens and all of this here, it wouldn't have distracted you. وَلَا خِدْرٌ. وَلَا خِدْرٌ بِرَبْرَبِهِ كَلِفْتَ. جَيْد. وَلَا خِدْرٌ بِرَبْرَبِهِ كَلِفْتَ. Nor would you have fallen for a herd of antelope in a virgin's quarters. I need to double check the translation of this here. وَلَا خِدْرٌ, وَلَا خِدْرٌ بِرَبْرَبِهِ كَلِفْتَ. جَيْد. We'll double check on line number 16, inshallah. جَيْد. The translation doesn't seem so good here. وَلَا خِدْرٌ بِرَبْرَبِهِ كَلِفْتَ. Khidr is this, the virgin who's in her chambers. Khidr is the chamber of the virgin, right? وَلَا خِدْرٌ بِرَبْرَبِهِ كَلِفْتَ. Nor would you have, if only but you knew the taste of knowledge, etc., you wouldn't have been distracted by the meadows and stuff, nor would you have been distracted by the chambers of the virgins. Something like that. We'll get back to that, inshallah.
Like beautiful women.
Yeah, but the exact translation I need to double check. Hayyakumullah, Yom Shaykh. What's the time there? Oh, subhanAllah. 1 hour gone. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. Hayyakumullah, Yom Shaykh. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. I will be here next week, inshaAllah. And so we will continue next week, bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. If you have any family and relatives in Cape Town, tell them. Or ask me, I'm sure I sent you the details. I did send you the details. The program from Ertuğrul to Ataturk is taking place in Cape Town tomorrow, inshallah, from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, inshallah, at Islamia, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.